Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
I said this the other night. I'm Bart Winkler, Carlos Ortiz, Marco Belletti. I said this the other night that there are going to be people that are tuning in to this show. And just like you once heard this show for the first time, it will be their first time listening to the show. And I've always wanted to be cognizant of both. Like, we can have fun and our inside jokes and our drops, but I also want to make sure that new people get welcomed in and, you know, have a chance to listen to the meat and potatoes of what it is that we do, which is breaking down the games after they happen, talk about sports and the like. And I started tonight in hour number one. This is hour number three of the final Bart Winkler Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I started tonight by saying I'm really glad there's a game that could be interesting tonight, because that is what we like the most. We like when a game ends and we can immediately react to it. What we had was the game of the year so far, possibly in the NFL, where the Seahawks were down big. They were down 23-7, I think, at one point. They were down. They came back a 16-point fourth quarter. Everyone's grinding on Sam Darnold, and they should have. He had two interceptions, a pick six, or close to one. And it was a bad night. It was another night of Sam Darnold on a big stage not getting it done. And then he turned around and he got it done. There was some wackiness, as there always is in Seattle, with a two-point conversion that was an incomplete pass, except they ruled that it was a backwards pass deflected by a ram, knocked into the end zone, picked up by Zach Charbonnet, and it counted for the two-point conversion, because the two-point conversion rules aren't exactly the same as rules during the rest of the game. So we had the game of the year. And typically, I would want to talk about that. And still, right now, I'm thinking there's so many people just coming on in for the first time that they saw the game and they want to hear sports talk about that. But what I said at the beginning of the week was, I can't do it all this week. I can't do it all. Tonight, and all this week, and especially tonight, I gotta pick a side. Essentially. And I'm picking the side of the people that have been listening to this show, the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And I am going to take calls. Now, if they want to call and talk about the game, that is fine. I don't care. I'm not begging people to call and say, you know, what's your favorite Bart Winkler Show memory? But the callers, listeners, people that are involved in the show, because I say Bart, Marco, Carlos, it's a lot more than that. It's everybody here. I do have a podcast. You can check it out. It's called Into the Winklerverse. Now, it's been heavy on Wisconsin sports, but hasn't this show. But I'm also going to, you know, whatever. But the Winklerverse is representative of, it's me, but it's the people that join it. That's, I think, what this, yeah, yes, it's the Bart Winkler Show. Because, you know, it's kind of how we name the shows around here, which is fine. It's the Bart Winkler Show. But it's about people that contribute to the show. And a shout out to people that don't contribute to the show, but still are with the show. That, you know, you're big as much of a part of it as anybody. So I am, because like you might not call, but I want to hear this caller one last time. That's what I'm catering to tonight. So if you're looking for Rams Seahawks breakdown, I'm going to fail you in that department. Not because of an egoness or a vainness I try to convince myself as I look in the mirror, but because I'm trying to pay respect to the people who have called into this show. I'm going to go to Dave in Sacramento at 888-710-4476. Dave.
Hey, Bart. Hey, Carlos of the K. How you guys doing?
We're good. Hanging in. What's up?
Actually, screw those SOBs who watch the game tonight and want to talk about it. Tonight is for the Bart Winkler and Carlos with the K family to talk this out and just have a nice last visit with you guys.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm glad you agree.
So there's a couple of things I want to ask you. Okay, I found out who called Carlos with the K a flower. Don't know why he did. But I was always wondering why you thought he was a flower. And the second thing I wanted to talk about was a long time, well, not that long ago, you guys, We're trying to make a new, a lead-in for people who fell asleep on the line, and you wanted something that goes with hello. Whatever became with that, I never heard it again. No one fell asleep.
Yeah, people fell asleep a lot earlier. They have not fallen asleep. I've thought about that because there's been some people that have been hanging on the last couple of weeks. And
hello.
I thought in the back of my head, like, this guy, I don't know if he's going to be awake. And then he's awake. And I'm kind of bummed we haven't had a guy falling asleep in a while.
I've been waiting for someone to be asleep and awake. But also, I'm going to miss Bart. I'm going to miss your dad. What's he called? Dad Corner.
Dad Corner.
Pretty funny. Yeah, I'm going to miss those. Although I didn't always agree with your strategies, but I thought they were very entertaining. You and, was it Marco?
Marco, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to miss those. And I'm going to try to find you guys. I will. Some of you guys getting up on the radio or some other, like YouTube or whatever. I'll come check you guys out. Hey, I got one question related to sports. Green Bay and Chicago. I'm in a pick'em league. And I got to pick one of those teams to win. I know you're a Green Bay fan, but if you're legitimately picking, who would you pick to win that game?
What do you? Can I ask Carlos, well, who would you pick this Saturday night?
Give me the lineup again. Guys, I was not paying attention.
I know. Packers and Bears this weekend. Who wins?
I need the line, but I think I'll take the Bears only because of Micah Parsons getting beat up a little bit. I think the Packers, I'm sorry, Bart, this is the time for the Bears to go ahead and stamp themselves in this division.
See, I don't know if it's a Packer fan blockade in front of me, but I do think the Packers go down there and get the win.
Really? So now it's split. You guys,
well, it's split, but I have a bias. It's split,
yeah,
but I have a bias.
I got no dog in either one of these fights.
Yeah, I'm part owner. I'm trying not to have a bias, but I do have a bias.
All right. Well, going to miss you guys, but I hope everybody, just like Mr. Positive says, follow your dreams.
All right, Dave. You too. I appreciate that. And what better lead-in than just to go to Greg, who's in Michigan. What's up, Greg?
Oh, El Bardo. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, my God.
Nice. Oh, my God. What can I say, Alberto? The warrior, Mr. Positive, loves you, appreciates you, and trust me, you're going to be brought up with Chris Cuomo and me, and you're going to be mentioned, and definitely going to make that happen.
Make what happen? You're going to make the mention of me happen? Good. Good job.
I sent him what you sent me last night, and you and Israel was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And, El Bardo. Wow. Wow. Words, I don't know what to say. I just, I want you to be happy. I want you to, become the best that you can be. And, wow.
Dave wanted someone to fall asleep. I think I'm going to fall asleep. I'm kidding.
Hey. you know my history with 97-1, the ticket in Detroit? Have you ever heard anything about it?
Yes.
You can be honest. Okay. Everyone should call them and just say, hey, Mr. Positive rules. But, that's a long story, and it's wild. But it's all good, and... Hey, Alberto, I'm going to spread you. I'm going to make your legacy. I'm going to. Sorry about that. No,
Carlos, did you get that one?
Oh, my God.
I think he's been in and out all night. You didn't hear that one?
Oh,
my God.
Carlos with a K, Marco Polo.
Oh, my God.
Bloody. Oh, my God.
Did you hear him or not?
Not at all.
Okay.
You should have.
Can you just say what you said again?
Yeah. Alberto, I'm going to spread you.
Good Lord. All right. Maybe we should do the bar meter again.
Greg wins.
Right to number one.
Oh, my God. Hey, Mr. Positive wants everybody for the last time and forever to go for your dreams. Love you, Alberto. Love you, Carlos with a K. Even though we've had our differences, you guys are great. Right. And Pat Boyle, be nice to me. And Zach Gelb, who cares? Love you all. Mwah. Bye.
Yeah, mwah.
Go for your dreams.
That's where you got to end it. You got to spread them. Wow.
Well, I get what he means. He's going to spread the word and share things I do, but
oh no, I
took
that literally.
He just came out and said it.
Jesus. And the whole we have differences thing. It's not that we have differences. It's I can do without the name dropping.
Yeah.
All of that stuff is just so extra. We haven't had Chris Cuomo on, so that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, and wasn't he going to get a Stephen A. Smith on?
You know, I've only been waiting for a year.
Yeah. I still have not heard back from Doug Gottlieb.
Oh, give it time. We still got 2 hours.
I know he was on with Gelb yesterday, but I was just trying to get in. I didn't have good intentions there.
Sure.
I would have done a good interview. It wasn't against Doug. Now I'm giving you like 8% of the story, but I don't want to give you any more. You know, I've noticed what's been interesting in this business? There's been so many people who like tell me what to do and what not to do that aren't my boss. So many people are always trying to tell me, don't tweet that, don't say that.
Yeah, are any of them in position to get us gainfully employed? Because if not, go scratch.
Sometimes they are.
Well, then I'll take your feedback to heart, but it's going to come with a check.
Oh, I'm excited to announce I do have one potential job offer.
Is it the Batteries Plus?
I may be able to MC an event in Fond du Lac in a couple of weeks.
Oh, how about that?
It's actually pretty sweet. I'm pretty excited. I got to hammer out the details, make sure it happens. But yeah, I'm pretty excited. Let me get to Alex in Phoenix. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Bart. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I will be following you into the Booster on Saturday night after the Packers game with the sweep, hopefully. What do you think Packers' chances are of winning the division? And with the sweep of the Bears, do you think they'll do it on Saturday night?
Well, I do think the Packers are going to win, but as I told the other guy, Dave, I don't know that I believe that because I'm a Packer fan, or do I believe that? I think about that last game, and it was like, oh, you know, the Bears fans were talking and talking and talking, and they lost. Oh, and I also just found out I'm going against Puka Nacua in fantasy. God dang it. Jeez. So I think there's something to the Packers. If you watch Jeff Hafley this week, the defensive coordinator, he's like, look, Parsons is gone. We can't worry about that. And LaFleur, I liked what he was talking about. We acted a certain way after that Bears loss. We can't take anything for granted. The Packers are saying the right things, at least coaching-wise. They have to go in and do it, though. So excited to watch, excited to talk about it after. I certainly think the Bears can win. I think it's as 50-50 as you're going to get. But I think Bears fans are on the edge of their seat, ready to jump up and coronate themselves as hashtag King of the North, which the Packers never say, but fans of every other team in the division does. I don't know why, but they do. But I still feel slightly confident the Packers can get it done.
With you not being on as much because of the fold of the Infinity Sports Network, I guess I'll just have to watch the Packers and eat Culver's at the same time, and think of you.
A lot of Culver's over in Phoenix.
There are, indeed.
Man, that whole... What's your go-to item?
Either the Mushroom and Swiss or the Culver's Deluxe, but I think... Next time, I think I'm going to try either the Buffalo Chicken Tenders or the Original Chicken Tenders.
Yeah, I get the Mushroom Swiss or the Spicy Chicken. And I'll tell you, the one I had one last week, it was the, oh my God, it was the best one I ever had. And they're always good, but it was the best one I ever had. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, Culver's is always good.
Yeah. All right, good shout out to Culver's. I'm glad we got that in. Alex, we'll talk, hopefully. I appreciate the call.
Oh, thanks.
All right, Alex in Phoenix. We're going to do a Guess What They Said coming up. Yeah? You've got that good to go? Guess What They Said?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Sorry. I know you're busy, busy, busy.
Literally getting that Guess What They Said ready for you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to talk to these people quick, and then we'll do that. So no one has to hang anymore. Eddie's in Chicago. Eddie.
Green Bay has something to prove, too. You know what I mean? It's important to them, too. This is a big game.
Hello?
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Bart. How you doing, Bart?
Good. What's going on over there?
Hey, Bart. Real quick, man. Just wanted I've been listening for about a year and a half now. I'm from Chicago. And I want to wish you the best of luck, first and foremost. You know.
You've been great.
Listen to you.
Yeah.
You know.
You take your everything.
Everything. From,
yeah.
I also have a son, too.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Eddie, I appreciate you calling. Thank you for listening. You listen as much as you can, I would guess.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate you. I don't want the Bears to win. You know that, right?
And I don't want the Packers to win either.
Enjoy the game, Eddie. I'll be thinking of you, okay?
No, for sure, for sure. No, the rivalry is... It's coming back up, but just like you, man, I appreciate everything you've done since I started listening to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. All right, Eddie, I do got to let you go, but good talking to you. I appreciate you.
Hey, Bart, wish you the best.
All right, thank you so much, Eddie. It's really nice to talk to you. That's Eddie in Chicago. Oh, we're on the other side of it. We are on the other side of it for sure. Let's go to Big Ron. What's up, Big Ron?
46.5, Bart. You know what that number is?
Is that the over-under on Saturday?
No, that's what Puka Nacua went you up in fantasy tonight.
I know, dude. I'm in Big Ron's league. I did not know I was playing against him until just now.
And you are a returning champ, and I've never won the league in, 10 years, so maybe this will be the year. Who knows? You know, one of your previous callers referenced people falling asleep. I am a proud wearer of that badge on your show. I might have been the first guy to fall asleep on your show.
You fell asleep once. You fell asleep once, and I kept you on hold like a real jerk, and I kept going back to you, and you were snoring. And I know at least there was one station that the next day – I forgot what it was, but there was the net because somebody sent it to me where they heard it and they were playing clips of it on their morning show.
Hello.
I was like, oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That's hilarious. But no, Bart, I just got a call and, you know, thank you on your last show, you know, and I know I speak for a lot of listeners, man. To say that you bring a lot of joy and happiness and entertainment to our lives, and you really have these past 2 years, you know, on this show. And it's really been a pleasure to be a listener and, you know, once in a while caller to this show. And I just can't, you know, thank you enough on behalf of, you know, of all of us. And it's, and these clowns at Westwood One, man, screw them. They don't know talent when they see it. And
well, I'm not saying that.
I know said that. I know that. That is not representative of that. That's not representative of you or Carlos with a K or Marco or anyone. That's my opinion. That's my sole opinion. And, you know, I just want to, you know, thank you, how much happiness you bring to our lives. And yeah, I'll just leave it at that, man.
Hey, I appreciate you. If we could find a way to change the playoff lineup so I don't have to play against Puka, that'd be good.
I got you, man.
All right,
bud. Good luck, dude.
We'll see you, Ron.
Yep.
I'm going to sneak in Andrew and Judah real quick. What's up, guys?
Hey, Bart.
Hey.
First time caller.
I just wanted to tell you thank you for the show. Really good show. Been listening for, I don't know, a little over a year now. But I wanted to ask your opinion on the Eagles. I'm an Eagles fan. Do you think the season's over? Because, like, the offense and defense, they seem kind of sloppy lately.
Well, they should win this weekend, right? And then they got the Commanders twice. That Bills game's going to be huge. I think the Eagles, I don't know, man. I think, and that was nice for them to play the Raiders because that probably took a lot out of their system. But I think they need to just stay focused. And I don't know if Hurts is caused, like, I don't know if everyone's on the same page with Hurts, but there could be changes this offseason if not everyone's getting along, but they are 9-5. They have it in front of them. They're certainly talented. They just got to figure it out up top if they're going to go do this going forward.
Okay.
So good luck.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you guys. They're in Virginia. All right. Guess what they said? Special edition, you say?
Oh, yeah.
All right. That'll be coming up next. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
I find a voiceover guy for Westwood One very annoying.
Well, who is he?
I don't know who he is, but he sounds like this old Western saloon owner.
You're listening to Westwood One. Once again, here's your host, Rich Eisen.
Wow, that was great.
There's something about him as a voiceover actor that it pisses me off.
And here's your host, Scott Graham, brought to you by Wendy's, the official breakfast sandwich of the NFL. Here's Westwood One.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you could do it.
When I was younger, I used to be really good with impressions. I stopped doing that in my teens. But I was spot on with it.
This is the Bart Winkler Show. It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast. Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Yeah, I am a man. And I am 40. Come after me. Guess What They Said. If you think we were not going to do Guess What They Said on a final show, at least on this network together, are you absolutely insane? I am probably one of the more self-serving people that you've ever heard, but I do it all in good taste and good form. Bart, guess what they said for the final time. And let's go to the Seahawks 38-37 win over the Rams. Never, because I am not doing sports clips for what? This Guess What They Said. This is a very special Guess What They Said. Again, this is our last one, but more importantly, Bart, you are a good dude, and all these callers have had wonderful things to say about you. I have to do something special for our Guess What They Said. I think this is our crown jewel segment here on the show, and that's saying something. You've given me so much creative freedom and a lot of rope to hang myself. Luckily, I haven't had a chair and a table to do so. Jeez. So, Bart, we're going to do Guess What They Said. And we're going to start here. I want you to guess who your former producer, David Shepard, what he had to say on how he feels about the job you have done on this time slot. It's 21 seconds of Shep. Guess what Shep had to say on the job you did hosting this show.
Where's this audio from?
I am a producer. I have produced audio.
Wow. So you, like, asked them the question?
Why don't you just do what the game show host is telling you to do and guess what Shep said?
All right. How I did on a late night show?
So the slug here is going to be David Shepard on how he feels about the job you've done on this time slot. 21 seconds long.
Oh, Bart, man, he's done such an incredible job. He's so nice with the callers, and he's so funny. He's knowledgeable, and you could tell he really cares. And I just think that the way that the Infinity Sports Network's lucky to have him, and I think the world of him.
That show is sacred ground. I started on it in 2013. Bart has absolutely taken over that time slot and done a wonderful job these past couple of years. And who knew that the Packers would be as good as Bart in 2025? Shout out to Bart. Shout out to that great audience. Shout out to Carlos for the K.
No, you know what I screwed up? You know what I screwed up there?
I hope we're on the same wavelength, but go ahead.
He always does like a little, like even if he says, hey, it's good to Marco Belletti, even though he sounds like Doc Rivers. Like, he always has a little, like, pivot of a, like, a thing. I didn't get that.
What I think you didn't get
And he made it more about himself.
That's exactly right. That's where it is right there. And I was hoping that this was going to be a layup clip, that, of course, he was going to compliment you, but you know he had to get a little Shep in there. And, man, come on. He was your producer before me. So, unfortunately, you're 0-1. But now I will say, this is going to be extremely hard for you, because this is not like I'm asking you to guess what Sam Darnold said about, throwing an interception or, Puka Nacua on his big game on a loss. I'm asking you
hope that they say something nice about me, and this is tough.
Well, let's see if you can get a little bit better here, because I want you to guess what friend of the show, Ryan Horvat, I want you to guess what he had to say on how he's been handling the quote-unquote Infinity merger along with you. This is 16 seconds long. What did Ryan Horvat have to say about what he's up to since the news went down?
Oh, my God. You can't do this to him. He's the one person you shouldn't have done this with.
It's 16 seconds. I'm going to go ahead and need an answer from you.
How he's been dealing with it with me?
Yes.
I'm gonna say he said something like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't talk to that jerk. That piece of crap, garbage loser. I don't want to talk to him. He deserves not to work. He's stupid. He's a bad dad, too.
Wanted to drop a little voice memo here on my iPhone because I've been a little busy. I haven't been very busy. I've just been going from concert to concert doing absolutely nothing because I'm unemployed now. But I wanted to say congratulations on a great run, and can't wait to see what's next for the Winklerverse. Congrats, man.
0-2. He actually said something nice about you. So you are 0-2. You need this to win the game. Although I want to remind everybody, on every Guess What They Said we've ever done, we've always played 5 bits of audio.
I can't believe you made him do that.
So now, for again, to keep this competitive and have some semblance of drama, I want you to guess who could have been your producer if he took the job, Stu Kovacs. He is the producer of the Zach Gelb Show. He also has done the producing behind the board for Rich Eisen and Jim Rome. Stu has been a long mainstay on this network since its inception. Stu's a good dude, just personally. I like him a lot. I call him Stu Money for no reason whatsoever, because neither of us have money. But it is a well-known fact and an inside joke that Stu should have been a producer for this show. Stu would actually have been doing my job, but he said no, which is why I got the nod. So, true. Bart, for the win, or at least to stay in contention for a win, I want you to guess what Stu had to say on if he regrets not taking this job. It's 24 seconds long. Guess what Stu Kovacs had to say.
It was nice to work with Bart, but absolutely not. The hours were terrible. I've been able to enjoy time. I think it's girlfriend. Is it girlfriend? I've been able to enjoy time, I'll say, with my loved ones. Got to get to a lot of games. Got to work normal hours. I didn't have to worry about the parking that the company wouldn't spring for. So, it would have been nice to work with Bart, but I have absolutely zero regrets about not taking that position.
I don't regret it. I feel like either way, we all would have been out of jobs. So I guess I got some sleep that I wouldn't have gotten working this shift, working till 2 a.m. and getting home at 3 in the morning. So I would say no, I don't regret it. I think it would have been a lot of fun. But I think what Carlos and Bart, what you two did was very special. It probably would have looked different if it had been me instead of Carlos. But I think I will say that I enjoyed my sleep these past few months.
Attaboy! Way to get in the win column here. You stay alive.
See, with Horvat, I was going to do concerts, and he's because they kind of like didn't let him work. I should have got that one. Okay.
You should have, could have. Closest only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. So you are 1-2. Again, you need this to avoid a loss. We will still play the last two clips. All right. Another friend of the show. I want you to guess what Maggie Gray had to say on what she appreciates about you the most. Maggie, from the soon-to-be-former Maggie and Perloff Morning Show here at the Infinity Sports Network, is just an absolute gem. I will say this for anybody that's listening. For all of you who bash Maggie for whatever reason, I will not accept any Maggie slander whatsoever. She's absolutely awesome. There are trolls and jerks out there. I read the Reddit forums. Maggie is awesome. I love her dearly. And I appreciate her jumping in for this Guess What They Said segment as well. So I want you to guess what she had to say on what she appreciates about you, Bart Winkler, the most.
How long?
19 seconds.
Well, I think you guys are great. Carlos, you're a good show. Say something about you. The show is great. You know, fun, entertaining. But he really does support his teams. And he'll defend his guy, Giannis. And he'll stand up. And it's good to have that passion and loyalty and that Midwest representation, and he does a good job with that.
What I actually appreciate about you the most is your anger. It's directed at everyone, from ESPN and their talking heads to fans in the Northeast who are so arrogant and need to be put in their place.
I'm wrong.
And Bart, you are the perfect person to do that.
Here's why you're right. So Maggie actually sent me a minute of audio. I had to chop it up for our game purposes. She does go on to say that you are a defender of Midwest sports, which is why she talked about the Northeast aspect of things. So you were slowly getting there. Because I know what the full message is, I will award you the point. Therefore, this is actually going to mean something. 2-2 going into our final clip. And who else would it be but other friend of the show, Zach Gelb.
Gotta be Gelby.
It's gotta be Gelby. Of course I was gonna leave Gelb for last. And I want you to guess what Gelb had to say on about his time hanging out with you in Milwaukee and what he thinks about you overall. This is 22 seconds long. What did Zach Gelb have to say for the win about you and about chilling with you in the great city of Milwaukee?
Bart was a great host. It was good to see him in person. A lot smaller than I thought he'd be. Height-wise, not fat. He took us to get ice cream, some of the best ice cream in Milwaukee. We were really wanting ice cream. My buddy was that day. He took me to the stadium for some reason, like I'd never been to a stadium. But it was a nice time with him. What was the other part?
And just his general thoughts about you.
Oh, and, you know, he's kind of a wild card, but he's, you know, I think he's done a great job. You guys together have done a great job. And the network, he's a good part of the network.
We had ice cream together. It was delicious. We went to the Brewers Stadium.
Fourth base.
We also went to fourth base. And you are one of the more talented people I've ever met. You're a close friend. You're going to remain a close friend. And I can't wait to see you kick ass in the next chapter. So, Bart, Carlos with the K, love you too, brother. You guys should be proud of what you did. And I can't wait till we talk again real soon and hang out and drink some cervezas.
What a way to go out on the final Guess What They Said. Wow. Facing an 0-2 hole like the Boston
Just like
Red
Bucks.
Sox.
Just like my Bucks.
In 0-4.
Yeah,
or
look at you.
Was it
you 14? Go right to Northeast, too. And I go Midwest.
I don't
like
care.
Like I always have.
I don't care. Because you know what? It was a perfect analogy. It was a 5-game series between the Yankees and the Red Sox. All right?
Let's go.
Oh, it was 7. I completely forgot. I just wanted to fit it in my narrative, Marco.
Wasn't it 6?
It was 7. Remember, the Red Sox were down 0-3, and they came back to win 4
wasn't
straight.
Oh, I thought it was 6-7.
No, we're not doing that. And that's Guess What They Said.
All right, let's get an update with Marco Valetti. I just went into another production room and it smells like BO so bad. And that's going to stay with me now for a while. Let's go to Eli. What's up, Eli, in Toronto?
Hi, Bart. Just wanted to say thank you. You're a great radio host, and guess what they said is gold.
Yes.
Just want to say thank you to you.
I appreciate that.
And to Marco.
And you've been listening a while, right, Eli? It's late nights where you are.
Yeah, I've been listening for since you got on with Shep from the late night slot.
Yeah. Well, hey, whatever's moving forward for you, good luck. Track me down if you ever need anything. Let me know.
All right. Thank you.
See you, bud. Eli, I don't know what I'm supposed to do for him. I don't know. Just in case he wants to like be in sports, I just assume that.
Maybe he could do something for us in a couple of years.
Eli, what's your dad run? Does your dad run a business, Eli? I'll move to
Canada. Watch his dad be the CEO of Enron. You know, that's doing well. Want a job at UNICEF?
Yeah, I'll move. Bob is in Michigan. Bob.
Hey, man, just want to touch base with you. I want to let you know that I'm for whatever NFC North team advances in the playoffs, whether or not it's the Lions. But on the flip side, I got to say,
how?
Who?
You? If the you want, you're going to root for the Bears or Packers?
Oh yeah, NFC.
Why?
Black and blue division. You gotta have some pride in our division. Play in the snow, the mud and blood.
Only we play in the snow. All you guys are running to your domes.
You got that right, mall ball. I always said the Lions will never be good till they go back outdoors, and they ain't never going back outdoors.
Mall ball. I've never heard that. I like that.
Oh well, hey, it's kind of ironic. You were calling for your Packers coach to be fired after that tie game. You were really vehement about it. And right about the time you were talking about your perverted Halloween costume, I was calling for you to be fired, except I live alone, so it was all rhetorical. But I think you're more of a disc jockey than a sports guy, and you and Carlos get off the track of sports so often, it's more like Bart and Regis and Carlos Lee, you know what I mean? I wish you luck, but you really ought to be a disc jockey, not in sports.
Okay, Bob, thank you.
All right, see ya.
Tell us how you really feel.
I was all, of all the calls, I might appreciate that one the most.
I mean, kept it real for, you know, for lack of better, you know, wanting it to. But you get your wish, Bob, because we're not going to be here after today. So kick rocks,
Bob,
wherever you are.
Bob, your house might be bugged.
And you're an absolute fraud. You don't root for teams in your division. That's weak sauce. If you're not good enough to get in, then you know what? You root on everybody else's downfall. Loser mentality. Get off the line.
Bob, your house might be bugged because when you were calling, somebody heard you. Somebody heard you, Bob.
Yeah, hopefully it's the feds. Jail them for that take.
I disagree. Although I could be a disc jockey, hashtag I was.
Oh, I'd be a great DJ.
But there was another station in my city for a while that they bragged about how little sports they talked about. And then they got all the rights to all the sports around here, and it was weird. But they were big on this line, sports and stuff. But they like this guy talk radio. And there always is going to be a place, but my mentality has always been the highway is sports. You can take the highway off. So, yeah, to just talk sports, X's and O's for 4 hours, I don't think that's really going to happen. And maybe you can find someone where it does. This it wasn't going to happen here. But you take an off-ramp, and then you got to get back on. I think we did a good job going off-ramp and on-ramp to get back on the sports highway. This last week, we've talked about, like, nothing. So, Bob, I get that. But also I appreciate your sentiment, because if that's how you felt, then maybe I need to tweak where I'm, although I can't tweak it cause I don't know where else I could tweak that, but, go Pack go. And I'm glad you agree, Bob, in Michigan. That's going to be the one I remember. And then I'll be like, honey, this guy called it. I'm a DJ. And she's like, you were a DJ. Oh yeah. 888-710-4476. I've got one more hour along with Carlos on the Infinity Sports Network. And that's coming up next.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.